welcome to Mistdon Needs More Games, where we create the latest and greatest market-ready board games straight from our brains into your households. I'm your co-host and co-creator, Nick Bruno.
I'm your other co-host and co-creator,
DJ Bruno.
Getting into it again. Here we are. Love.
As you like to say, back at it again with the board games.
Love is in the air.
That's right. It is very close to Valentine's Day at the time of recording this.
We're very close. I'm thinking, I mean, just to even just spot it off before we, you know, get into the nuts and bolts, the guts. Guts and bolts. I don't know.
That's guts nothing. And bolts. Uh-huh. No, that's great. I'm laughing a lot over here.
That's good stuff. That's funny. Dang, man, that's funny.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
All right, well, anyway, so I was going to say, but before we get started, just going to say that, yeah, I would love if we could incorporate perhaps a little bit of a romantic angle, perhaps a little bit of, Cupid's arrow in this game. And
in this one?
Just because I said it, though, I guess this theme has kind of been done before, guts and bolts. I'm thinking, like, Frankenstein dating game, but...
Oh, that's pretty good. I like that title already.
Yeah.
We're not even into, like, the actual board game bit itself. This is still just, like, the intro part. You're really just gung-ho right now.
I'm just telling you, I'm feeling it. Love is in the air. Just for really...
For board games.
For board games. Looking to capitalize on that. Oh, and this... Well, you know, hey, I don't want to define anyone's love, so it could be more than two-player, but it's definitely not a single-player game. You can't play by yourself. I'm sorry.
No, of course. Well, I don't know of any other... Are there board games that you could just play by yourself?
You know, so I know we've talked about various board games that we own and have. Just off the top of my head, I know that you can play Scythe by yourself, but so you're technically against a, I guess it in some ways is an AI, but it's like you get a list of instructions that the automata, I think is what it's called in the game, based off of where you are and where a certain tracker is and blah, 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 and all that stuff, that it predetermines what the opposing faction does that you are against. So you can literally play the whole game by yourself. Mm. You obviously get to choose and make your moves, but then what the game instructs the other faction to do is based off of a whole long list of stuff. I never actually got around to reading it, but you can do it.
Okay. Well, so I've got some ideas then. We can make this episode, let's make this episode, like, all about love, and by the end of the game, two players are legally married, and then...
at least two players are legally married.
At least two players are... Yeah, could be more. Could be the entire group is legally married to each other. And then next one, we'll make the loners game, where it's only a game that you can play by yourself. For the singles out there.
Now that we're saying it, you know, and I don't want to get into, or I'm not going to entertain the get your mind out of the gutter type thing, but like, what if we did make, in honor of Valentine's Day, what if we did make a self-love, a take care of yourself game, where it is one player, and it's all about, you know, watching out for you, taking care of yourself.
Yeah, I would totally be all for that, because it would be more for the, everyone's thinking about doing something special for someone else, even if you're fighting with that person, you know, you still gotta, like, you know, you're just, like, compelled to be there for them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, a self-love one that's all about, yeah, a board game that you don't need anyone else to play, except for your dang good old self.
Yeah, like, maybe we can incorporate, you know, other players in the game, but the main focus is looking inward, you know?
What if we had a game that could only be played, it had to be floating, so you could only play it while you're in a bubble bath with yourself?
So, like, I'm imagining a board then that would be, I mean, it would obviously have to be buoyant, but then there would be parts on top and parts below. So you would, like, move stuff below that would affect the top. And, like, yeah, you'd have to.
That's a good idea.
Be able to get your hands underneath it. So, really, yeah, you got to really treat yourself, and it has to be a bubble bath, because we'll know.
if it won't float without the bubbles. In fact, the bubbles need to be pushed onto the board game at some point.
If you're taking just a regular old bath, get out of here.
It doesn't count.
This game,
you're not
for
loving
you.
Yourself good enough. Yeah. You need to love yourself harder.
That is where we are going to draw a hard line in the sand. Say if you don't take a bubble bath, then you are doing it wrong. Otherwise, you know, free ball game or free. What? Am I like getting like three different expressions mixed up? I don't know.
Probably, because I can't help you with that, honestly.
it's too lost. All right,
that's fine. It's gone. Okay, yeah, anyways, board games. Who we are, we're Patch Potch, we make board games. You know that now, because it's episode 12.
Yeah.
And
who starts at 12?
Yeah, this is where the real games start getting made. Everything else before is just baby crap.
If you're doing, like, the Phoenician system, then maybe you would start at 12. Something like that.
Phoenician? Is that, like, the Fibonacci sequence or something?
No, like, Phoenicians, I think I'm gonna get my world history here maybe correct or wrong. Hey, Phoenician experts, tweet at us where the Phoenicians were, because I'm not gonna look it up and just say stuff. But they were in modern day Middle East, around that area, Egypt and stuff. That's where our alphabet and I think they're like the predecessors of like Arabic, and like they did numbers too, and they had a base 12 counting system. So like where we are very like base 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then 11 and stuff, their system went to 12 and then kind of looped there, which is why our clocks our clocks go to 12 and 24 because of that.
Okay, that makes sense. I like that. They were onto something there. They couldn't use all of their fingers.
Yeah. They loved the big toe. They had to count with the big toe as well.
They counted, both big toes involved there. Well, that's cool. Hey, good for the Phoenicians. Thank you for inventing time and letters and numbers.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be able to do our job without that, because we need both letters and numbers to function, so.
By the way, if I was wrong about any of that, which I very well could be, just, you know, gonna say right now, please don't get angry. Just say, hey, you got this wrong. Here's some info on the Phoenicians.
Well, there's no way to correct someone on the internet without getting angry, so yeah, I'm sorry. True. They're going to be angry.
Yeah, that's okay. That's fine. I'll take my licks. This is what happens when you try to say things that you don't know.
This is what happens when you try to bring the Phoenicians into our podcast.
The hot
Everyone
topic.
Knows the first rule of podcasting is never to bring the Phoenicians into
don't
it.
Don't talk about Phoenicians because they're a hot button issue for culture. Yeah.
Yeah, we knew the risks when it came to bringing that up, but thank you for that history lesson.
Yeah. This has been History According to Nick.
I listened to that. I am listening to that actually right now, so.
Maybe I'll come next episode with a little bit of a. I'll do a quick spark notes of history, and then just say what I remember, and that'll be that.
Or you could just only talk about the Phoenicians, just spark notes of just Phoenicians. Kind of like, did you ever see the one? There were some posts that went viral of, it was like Tinder or it was like Hinge. It was some dating site, and this dude just like messaged a girl. He like made a typo in his first message to her, and then he got embarrassed or something like that, and then just every single day he would just message panda facts because he got embarrassed, I guess. So he just immediately sent a panda fact, and he's like, that's been your daily panda fact. And then he did that for like a year, and then after 1 year has passed, he's like, this is the end of your daily panda facts, like have a good day. And like that was the extent of like their Tinder or Hinge conversation.
Did they ever go on a date or anything like that?
No, they never went on a date, apparently. And, like, he never asked, and she was just there. She was like, oh, cool, like, panda facts, like, forever. And then, like, at the end, she was like, oh, goodbye. Like, it was great, like, hanging with you and talking to you.
Panda facts.
Yeah. So you could do that with the Phoenicians.
Maybe. I'll think about it. We'll see. Stick
Probably
around.
Won't.
Come Well, hey, you know what? We'll just say come back next episode and you'll find out if I
and
remember.
You know for
this,
sure.
Yeah, this joke that we made one time. Anyway. Okay. So are we thinking more along the lines? I'm down either way. I think it's whichever mechanic we choose is going to speak to me based off of the theme we choose. Are we thinking more of a cooperative game where, yeah, you can play with... Maybe this game is, like, open to literally a limitless number of people. Like, it obviously, you'd have to be kind of simple in turns and it would, like, materials, like, probably just some cards and dice. If we just had a huge cooperative find out about, you know, your cohorts, so to speak, and have a good time and learn about each other. Or is it going to be looking inward and figuring out more about yourself?
Let's do the... I'd rather do the one where it's like a big group of people and,
okay,
you know, you're finding love. What if we tried to market a game that was for, like, speed dating? Like,
ooh,
where you rotate and... You rotate, like, the people that you play with. Instead of, like, sitting down and asking some boring questions to each other and then, you know, moving on, you sit down, you've got, like, 2 minutes of time each, and you play, like, this little game that helps you get to know the person across from you better.
Okay.
That's a possibility.
I like that. Can I input this as a potential another thing? Since I'm on a roll with knowing sayings and definitely not botching them, there's a saying, all's fair in love and war. Now, you know...
That is a saying.
I do like the idea that at the end of the game, the object of the game is to, you know, yes, find someone that you have a connection with, whether it be, you know, a great platonic friendship or maybe something a little bit more romantic. I think there should be an aspect of war. This is a competition, and you're trying to find, you know, someone else that you are playing with, or, you know, maybe you are just one-on-one, or, you know, just two people playing this game together. There's going to be a little bit of that spicy, fiery, competitive element, because, you know, that's what makes romantic gestures or, you know, I guess whatever, actions, ooh, spicy, fun.
Well, this is what's turned... Okay, so this is turning into... And I like this direction,
mm-hmm,
because I watch a lot of these TV shows, but this is turning into, like, any of those, like, Too Hot to Handle or, like, Joe Millionaire, which is on now, or the one that I am watching. I'm watching all of those, actually, but even more recently, I started watching Naked and Afraid of Love.
What? Wait, hold on. I've heard of Naked and Afraid.
You haven't heard? This one's new. Okay, get this.
All right.
It's like 17. No, 17. It's seven guys and seven girls. That's the number I was looking. So it's 14 people. And they all just go on an island, and they've got, like, a survival thing. But they're all naked and afraid. But they're also, like, single and looking for love. And so it's all about, like, shedding the exterior and getting down to the nitty gritty, butt naked. and finding people who are in love with each other. But, like, so in addition to that, there's, like, less survival aspects to it. Like, they get, like, a pre-made, like, house. Some of them got, like, a pre-made house. People are allowed to bring, like, more vanity kind of items. Like, some dude brought their surfboard, and another person brought their, like, snorkeling stuff and a guitar and whatnot. But there's also aspects where, like, these two people are just, like, hanging out, and they're, like, naked, and they're like, wow, like, we have really great conversations. We also need to, like, get some food. Like, I'm really hungry. Like, so there's, like, some small bits of survival with
that's
it.
That's such a weird show. That's such a strange show. Just like, hey, you come around this island often because I'm dying and I need some food.
I need to boil some water because, like, I got bad diarrhea. Let's cuddle tonight.
Like, that's such a wild concept. I
naked
mean,
and
again,
afraid,
like,
of love.
Yeah, I know there's Naked and Afraid, and that's, like, yeah, like a pseudo survival show of, you know, some people that are out there, and obviously, you know, they're not going to actually let them go and die or whatever because there's producers there and blah, 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 all that. But,
right,
like, then you want them to be like, hey, while you're on the island, you should also talk about, you know, marriage and what your plans are for the future.
Yeah, how many kids do you want? Do you want kids at all? Is this coconut safe to eat? Talk about the important stuff.
Oh, God. Okay. All right. That is, at first I thought we were weird for going down this path, but I guess some show already beat us to it.
No. Well, like I was saying, we could go to, which is, this is getting less in the realm of like Valentine's kind of love and more into
competitive love.
Yeah. This is now competitive love, to find who your perfect match is, and which is also, it would just make a more interesting board game. We might want to go away from the speed dating aspect then, if we're going to go in this other sort of direction, because I'm not quite sure how we can marry the both of them, of those two ideas together.
I don't know. Actually, I kind of know why this popped into my head, just because, hey, it shows that I've been watching, not super recently, but Love Me Some Good, Planet Earth, and like nature documentaries and stuff. There's apparently one out now, or maybe it came out, I don't know, relatively recently, whatever. It's about specifically like birds of paradise and how, at least in that species or in many of those species, the males are very brilliantly colored with all the different feathers and stuff like that, and they put on these magnificent displays. Like, they even like will like pick up sticks and like clean essentially whatever area of forest floor they're going to be using to like put on their display. They like throw sticks out of the way and like really make a clearing for themselves. And then they like puff out their feathers and like do little dances and stuff like that to try to catch the female's attention. So if we're doing like competitive love, now granted, I think we're, at least I would like our game to be non-gendered. You could go, it doesn't matter who you are, but the idea is that whatever the mechanics are, you are trying to put on a display for, you know, the other players, or maybe just one other player, and then they are also trying to put on a display, and it's kind of about who can outdo who. But again, that kind of, it's competitive, but it's a playful competitive, you know. It's very you're not confronting one another, you're just kind of one-upping each other in your displays of magnificence.
I got an idea here. All right, and we can let's just keep shooting ideas, because I'm convinced that this is going to be the hardest board game that we've ever come up with.
Yeah, I was going to say, these are some wild themes we're already going down, so go ahead.
Yeah, we're just go rapid fire with here. I love that, because I also love Birds of Paradise and the little dances that they do.
Perfect.
What if we did it this way, where before the game started, there was like a questionnaire that you filled out, kind of like you would do on like OkCupid. I know that you probably haven't needed to use OkCupid, but I have. And I number one hate the algorithm like mechanic of like dating websites and stuff like that, but it's kind of the only way that I think that this can work, where it's like, if you filled out a bunch of questions in terms of likes and dislikes, and they can be like very basic questions and stuff like that, and then at some point, like, somehow, like, it got matched up together so that you knew, or you didn't know who you were closest to. And it could be, like, guy, girl, or them, like, and you wouldn't even know. And this is, like you were saying before, it doesn't even need to be, like, romantic relationships. It can just be, like, really close friendships. This is a board game just figuring out, like, what kind of likes and dislikes you have, and then you can take it from there afterwards. So yeah. I'm thinking of like a board game where it'd be like, the point of it is like you answer some questions, and it's like maybe five of them down. Everyone's got like their questions in some sort of pile, and then you have to figure out like who answered the questions closest to yours, and that's like your match, more or less.
Okay. How about this? How about
keep
this?
Going with ideas. We need more in this bucket here.
Well, I think this is a really good way to use what you said, but actually, I'm thinking of some good concrete mechanics of how that would look, and not as hard-lined as, like, you know, you said your favorite color was blue, I said mine was turquoise, that means you're more likely to
Let's
be
get married.
I think what it should be is, since we're talking about these, you know, birds of paradise, displays of great, you know, prowess and magnificence, being very creative, thinking, blah, 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 all the above. Let's say that I answered a question like, you know, what's your favorite TV show? And I said, Naked and Afraid of Love. Mm-hmm. And then almost charade style, either, I'm thinking it would be either myself or maybe you would get my prompt or whatever it is. And then you would have to either interpretive dance it or do something. I think to separate us from charades, I think you can make noises, but you can't use words. So, you know, like, you if you were doing Naked and Afraid of Love, you could, you know, cover yourself and go, aha, and then unveil yourself and go, ooh. Then I would guess, oh, he's doing Naked and Afraid of Love. And then, you know, there's that connection of just like, okay, like, I understand that this person has my prompt now, or they're doing my, like, thing, or, like, this is what they were doing. And you could have multiple questions, so, like, it wouldn't just be that, you know, two people, you wouldn't know exactly what they were doing every time. It could be either the question to, what's your favorite, you know, TV show, what's your favorite dessert, what's your favorite, you know, color, mountains or islands or beaches or whatever that question is. Like, stuff like that, that uh-huh. then someone interprets, and you start to kind of make this connection based off of, like, oh, their body language and communication style really speaks to me. I know that they love flan based off of this infatuating...
based on how they could jiggle their body.
Based off this magnificent display. This is a real
flan fanatic.
But yeah, that's my pitch.
This is... Yeah, I think we're getting closer and closer. So, okay, let's ditch the speed dating idea. What if that this was a game that you would find then just in, like, the middle of a party? Like, say that anyone can jump in and jump out at random times and, like, go do things. And you can just, like, throw the things that you like into a bowl. Oh, wait. I'm thinking. I have an idea. All right. Okay. All right. All of this is still good. Everything that's been said before is still good. But then let's have, like, different categories. And that's how you can tell who you like based on, like... No, that's bad. I really can't think of anything for this.
You want to know another one that I actually just thought of to get that...
Please, you got to keep going. This is difficult for me.
To get that competitive, you know, war aspect is that... Okay, let's say we're in a group of four. And, okay. Yeah, the question... Or it's my turn to go. And I get someone's question that it's like... It's like, yeah, it's like, what's your favorite dessert? And it's flan. And I'm up there doing my flan display. Mm-hmm. And you did not put that flan is your favorite dessert. The other two people that are there, you know, playing the game with us, they're, you know, putting it together. But you, as a competitor, want to challenge me for flan. And so, I don't know, it'd be some kind of display that you just, like, grab the... card, there would have to be some kind of way that, like, you would have to prove that you knew it before doing this action, but basically then, not only would I be up there doing my flan display, but then you would be doing your flan display, and, you know, then whoever the other people are still guessing, they could kind of, like, point to which one of us, like, did it better, or which one of us put it over the edge for their guess. And then, bing, bang, boom, whoever comes out on top and they accurately get flan guessed by whoever the one that wrote it down. I don't know. I guess you don't get, like, a point in this game, but you just get a little mental note of, like, ooh, that flan display was really something else.
Well, actually, so, okay, kind of going back to it, if we're going with the whole Birds of Paradise, what if everyone had, like, a set of, like, feathers that were, like, rainbow-colored, and you had, like, a little crown, and if somebody liked the display that you had done, then you could put a feather on top of their crown so that they would get more and more feathers, like a bird of paradise, that when they did more displays and stuff, they had more, like, colors and stuff to, like, shake around. So everyone's got feathers, you know, and when it's, like, someone's turn to go, you can either reward that person with a feather if you like them or if you like what they're doing, or you could... Well, you probably can't take feathers away. That seems a bit rude.
Maybe that's where the challenge comes in, though. If you get up there and do your flan dance better than me and someone guesses flan for you, then you steal one of my feathers.
Okay. Let's All right. Because I have so many. I've watched so much trash love TV that, like, I just have so many ideas that, like, I just want to, like, put them all in there. Like, okay, what if we had... Okay, so, all right. What if we had, like, okay, let's assume that there's, like, a group of 10 people, and everyone takes turns going around in this, like, called, like, the hot seat or whatever. Yeah. Which I'm pretty sure is, like, from something else.
The bird's person nest.
The bird's nest. That's even better. Yes. So you're in the bird's nest, and you've got your prompt. Or like you, everyone's written down the same answer, not the same answers, but they've answered the same questions in terms of, like, what's your favorite dessert? Where do you like to go on vacation or something like that? Mm-hmm. So on and so forth. It's some person's name, Katie. She's in the bird's nest, and she's like, I have a challenge. Like, what's my favorite dessert? Who would like to display what my favorite dessert is? And then someone were to go up, maybe who's interested, and be like, I will do the charades. And then
I will display your dessert.
I will display the dessert, yes. And then that's where people could come in and, like, challenge and be like, I will also do that. I'll say that maybe you can have, like, depending on how many people there are, you can only have, like, 2 to 3 people doing it at the same time. They know what the prompt is. Katie knows what the prompt is. And then it's up to everyone else to guess what the sort of charade is. And if you guess the charade, then you get to go in the bird's nest. But then the person who wins gets the bird's feather and then possibly the affection
Love
from
that.
Katie.
Love that. So yeah, so Katie's up there. She's a strawberry shortcake kind of gal. And she says, yeah, who wants to display my dessert? You and I go up there and say, I will display the dessert. And then we both get the prompt of strawberry shortcake.
Yes.
And then, yeah, everyone else, obviously besides Katie, you know, there has to be some kind of reward or something like that. You actually, what if for not only... How about you don't steal them? Because I kind of I think you should have a certain number of feathers, and you don't ever lose feathers. You know, that's not fun.
No, yeah, don't steal them. But like Katie gives you a feather then if you win her strawberry shortcake challenge.
Yeah. You as the dancer or displayer, again, it doesn't have to be a dance. It could be literally anything.
However, but, like we should include in this like some like well no you
props
can't
props and stuff.
Yeah, like props. Like there should be like maybe like a drawing set. This should be like maybe drawing would be too easy compared to the interpretive dancer, but
yeah,
like
I think,
stuff of that nature. Yeah. Like, let's just throw a bunch of things in this for everyone to sort of utilize.
Varied color rubber balls, maybe like you know some other types of like feather boas and such. Various shawls and things to really, you know, captivate your audience. And then whoever gets the dance right and whoever guesses right, gets a feather.
Well, I'd say like one person. Oh, the dancer definitely gets the feather, but the guesser. Do you think the guesser should get a feather, or just like do they go next in the hot seat, or do you want to just have like a rotating person who's ever in like the bird's nest? Like it's not always going to be the person who guesses.
I think it should be rotating. That way, you know, just in case you aren't as good at. You know, guessing or one particular set of skills. If you're not that as good,
everyone gets
a
shot.
Yeah, everyone gets a shot in the bird's nest. everyone gets to roost. That's what it's called.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. So
what's the incentive then? I mean, I'm not saying that like I think just the fun of the game, quite honestly, for me. But what's the incentive as a guesser? Why would you want to get it correct?
I mean, if we're not doing, like, you get to sit in the bird's nest, then you should also, you can pick then to do, like, go do, like, a challenge unopposed or something. Maybe you get, like, you get your first pick at a prop.
Oh, I really like that. Yeah. Whenever you, I don't know, I guess they'd be like little like cards that you could play as trackers. And there would only be so many. I'm not imagining that there would be like a ton. Maybe it is just like a little like symbol or something that you hold on to that, yeah, represents that when it's your turn to do whatever thing, you get a little bit of an advantage.
Yeah.
Whether it be, you know, whatever it is in terms of questions or using a prop or whatever it is. This is great. This is turning out fantastic.
This is gonna get so many people in love.
what's between like love and acquaintance?
Friendship?
Yeah, but is there like a verb for that? I friend you.
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Friendly people.
But that's an adjective.
Yeah. Friend verb.
Friend verb.
Friend verb. Just as to act as a friend.
Befriend? Befriend?
Befriend.
Befriend, maybe? I don't know. This is the part where we talk grammar, and again, we don't really know.
Yeah, we're going to go. Well, I'm not going to lie. It's I'm a bit winded. I had a long walk with my dog, so I'm here. I'm present. I'm ready to go more than ever, but my brain's not all the way on quite yet.
That's okay. I think we've got a great solid basis here. And to be quite honest, I feel like this is actually fleshing out really, really well. Do we want to add just as like another potential little mechanic? So like, yeah, we've got our bird's nest where one goes to roost and has the questions. Do we want to touch more on the questions? Like, I feel like it's fun to do like what's your favorite this, what's your favorite that, and stuff like that. Those are very obviously simple or like easy to do for like someone to just put down. Like, should we do like who would win in a fight? The moons of Jupiter or the rings of Saturn, and then you know that person, yeah, callback.
Still unanswered on Twitter, I believe.
Yeah, still up to, it's up and
still up in the air, literally up in the air.
Other just like kind of like binary questions for, I don't know, it'd be tough to get the group to understand the thing of the question, but I don't know, I guess if the answer is simply the rings of Saturn, I could see that being done in a dance.
Well, I think you're right that we should include like there, so we should have different levels of questions.
Yeah,
like if you're just at like a party, if you're just at like, or you know, even like I could see this being played at like a corporate setting, you know, some team building here.
Mm-hmm.
But so let's say that if you're playing with people that you don't quite know or you just met, like there's going to be like a beginner level of questions and stuff, like very basic kind of stuff, and then we can go all the way up to like a deck of cards that are like most extreme, like really situational stuff to answer, or like I don't know, that are like really out there, like I don't know, I can't even think of one, like, but you get it. Yeah, rings of Saturn versus like moons of Jupiter.
If you were an ingredient on a sandwich, which one would you be?
Yeah. And why would it be Worcestershire?
You saucy dog. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, stuff like that. I do like that. We can get like really abstract. And you know, that could also kind of be like the fun of it as well, is that if you're looking to have like a pretty straightforward meet and greet people, just want normal questions, for sure. Like, you're all about that, I say go for it. But if you're in like kind of like, I don't know,
a familiar setting.
Yeah, if you're just kind of like an alternative, weirder kind of person, like both of us, you know, and you want to ask, you don't quite care about what someone's favorite color is. Like, yeah, definitely different sort of like packs of cards for that as well.
Perfect.
You could have different themes. If we had like some backing from like Disney, I can imagine Nightmare Before Christmas. They love that couple. They stand for that couple.
Jack and Sally.
Sally, that's right. So, the best. Yeah. Get like a whole bunch of questions themed around that, you know?
Could even do a, I mean, since we are, you know, they're kind of like not exact like question and answer and stuff like that, we could maybe even team up with Jeopardy, get some like answers in the form of questions. You know, like you would be doing your dance and the answer would be, what is your favorite sandwich? As you try to just display some
answer.
Type of, you would try to be a sandwich. Be the sandwich.
Well, no, you'd already be doing that already. So it's like the question wouldn't be like, the person in the bird's nest would just say like Reuben. And then like the person would have to dance like, what is your favorite sandwich?
But I think where there still needs to be, or at least we need to hash out the mechanic, is that, okay, so whoever's in the bird's nest, whoever's roosting, do they say who wants to do my answer to this question, or are they just up there and they pick the question and it's unknown what the question is and obviously what the answer is? It's them up there and like maybe yeah, they get like a card that has three questions on it and they circle, you know, one or whatever, they answer one, and then they're like, okay, who wants to dance, who wants to go, and then, you know, however many people come up and they see both the prompt and that, and then like that would make it extremely hard then.
Oh, but man, again, I guess wait, think about this.
Okay,
think
go
about
for it.
Think about this.
Think okay, about this.
So everyone in this group of 10 has answered the same questions on the prompts.
Yes.
And so when Katie gets up there to be like, who would like to do my challenge? And people, let's say three people go up there to do the challenge itself. They can pick only one of those ones. Everyone knows the questions, but
yeah,
because they all have the same ones. Yes. But it's like the questions of like, what's your favorite vacation spot? What's your favorite sandwich? What's your favorite color? Every single one of those persons will pick a different one of them, and yeah, everyone will know like which one is like, what is that guy dancing to? Is he dancing to the favorite vacation spot?
Yeah.
Or is he dancing as the favorite sandwich? Like,
love it.
So yeah, Katie, well, roosting, you don't say which one it is.
I'm sorry, I just love that. Really like that. While roosting. Yeah.
Yes. Whilst roosting. Yeah, so that's basically it. And then maybe you answer more questions after that, because then once everyone gets their chance to roost, everyone writes down more questions again and then has another opportunity to do an interpretive dance to the further questions that there are.
Love it. Everyone has like a reference card of what the like 20 or so whatever questions were for that round. And so, yeah, as people dance, be like, okay, so yeah, he's jiggling. Maybe it is flan for dessert. Oh, but maybe it's actually he's trying to do Flubber as her favorite movie. Like, I have no idea. So, like, you know,
we all know how much Katie loves Flubber.
She's a huge Flubber fan. I love that. No, I think that is the period on just in terms of general mechanics overall right there.
And as soon as someone says one of the things, then it's over. And like, you have to sort of dictate who is doing which, and you can't be like, oh, I was actually doing that one, you know. But like, yeah, that's, I think that's how the whole dances should go.
I was about to say this, and this doesn't have to be the title, but I would be remiss if I did not say this. And this could definitely be a different game centered around love and relationships and stuff like that. But I was about to say game, set, matched.
Dang.
Right?
That's a good title.
I know.
Game, set, matched.
But we're so far down. Good. We're so far down the bird... the bird hole.
I could only think of Birds of Sharadise. That you like share a space together or something. But I think game, set, matched is pretty good though.
But then that like that lends itself to
Birds
like a sport
of Paradise.
I really like Birds of Sharadise because you're sharing about yourself. You're sharing in this experience. You know,
right?
That really spoke to me.
You want to do Birds of Sharadise? And, you know, if Cher, also the singer, wants to get on board with this too, totally open to it.
That's a set of cards right there. One question. Do you believe in life after love?
Now dance like it!
Yeah. Now show me. I mean, we could definitely keep throwing out title ideas if we want to just keep, you know, brainstorming, but
Birds of Sharadise, I'm cool with that being the title.
Yeah, I just can't, I mean, I can't really think of any other like bird, like clever like turn of phrase of birds and love and
You're sharing the feather when
that's
you,
a good one
when they award yeah. it.
What about just birds of a feather, you know, like
ooh,
being
birds
the same
of a feather, that's pretty, I mean, there's a lot of good similarities as well.
What about this? Title Birds of Sherrodice, and then, you know, phrase on the box below it, birds of a feather bond together.
Oh my gosh. I mean, that kind of is our MO, is when we have two great titles, we just throw them both in there. So
just throw them on the box, as many words as you can.
That's really good. Yeah, Birds of Sherrodice, Wait, say it again. I forgot it already.
Birds of Sherrodice, and then beneath it, probably in quotes or something like that, birds of a feather bond together.
That's perfect. We should just keep that.
Now, this is, I think it's particularly important for this game because obviously, yeah, it's going to be a box. It's going to have all the different rules and various props, criteria, questions, blah, 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 all that stuff. When we're talking about imagery, like how the box looks, I'm imagining there's obviously going to be some birds and some characters and stuff on it.
Mm-hmm.
How sexy are these birds going to be?
Yes, go ahead.
Are these just regular birds? Like, do we just get some glossy JPEGs of some birds? Or do we, like, some magnificent birds of paradise, of course? Or are we looking at, like...
absolutely not that. Although, as much as I love that idea, they gotta be kind of sexy.
So, like, anthropomorphized, if that's the right way to... anthropomorphic birds. And they're, you know...
not, like, a little all wink. The way. Not
No,
like,
I know.
Not, like, all not, the way. Like,
not over the top.
I'm going to say as far as, like, Kazooie from Banjo-Kazooie.
Is it going to be... okay. Cartoony, but not goofy cartoony. They're still animated.
Yeah. They're still animated. They still got big eyes, you know. Got big, like, human-like eyes and whatnot. But it's still got, like, a beak. And it's still, like, a bird, you know. But I don't want just some glossy JPEGs. That's not going to get anyone in the mood to share.
That's fine. So, like, what about, like, in terms of, like, artistic style? Like, I'm kind of imagining... are you familiar with the video game Hades?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. I'm a little bit more cartoony than that. That's, like, very, like, bold. And, I mean, those characters are fantastic. I think they're, honestly, some of my favorite drawn video game characters.
They got some cool designs.
Yeah, they got some great designs. And, I mean, they're giving you them eyes, and that's kind of the direct, just lightly tipping on that line.
Like Chester Cheeto, kind of, you know, Chester Cheeto's sexy, but, you know, not too sexy.
Fair enough. At first I was going to question you on that, but you know what? I mean, he's got kind of a vibe. He's got the sunglasses. He's a cool cat.
Yeah, he's cool. But you can also still tell that he's a cheetah, you know?
Yeah.
If we could find the artist who ever made Chester Cheetah...
To draw
some birds of paradise.
Yeah. Awesome.
I think we'll be gold.
All right. And I'm just going to come out the gate swinging. You dance to see who goes first.
Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty obvious one right there, but I think we could do something like, Yeah, I think if they're going to be dancing the entire time, I don't know if we should just get them right out the gate with straight up dancing. There should be whoever goes first, like there should be some sort of mini competition to see who goes first, and that's how it starts, who goes on the roost as well. Well, that's obviously how you go first. Yeah,
I got an idea.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because, you know, no matter who you are, no matter who you're with, like this game requires a bit of, you know, bringing your barriers down, you know, kind of getting out of your shell, so to speak, and, you know, getting a little bit out of your comfort zone, no matter who you are. I think the beginning of the game is, yeah, whatever group you have all together, and you don't really need a ton of space, but obviously more space, the better. You almost make kind of like a catwalk situation, and everyone gets their turn to strut their stuff. And of course it's everyone's gotta be clapping. Everyone's gotta be cheering. It's the only way that it will be successful is that if everyone's very supportive of one another, but at the end of the day, there will be probably a crowd favorite of someone who just really goes all out and struts their stuff, and then they go first.
Yeah, there's going to be someone in there who does, like, a death drop, if you've seen that from, like, RuPaul's Drag Race and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be like, okay, that person's going to go in the bird's nest first. So, yeah, I like that idea. That's a very good idea, because it's also about, like, the community and, like, sharing and,
yeah,
and, like, collaborative, so...
And also, you know, maybe you don't want to go first, and so like you are kind of like a little bit restrained, but it gets you on the stage in the theme of the game. It gets you in the mindset to kind of, you know, loosen up a little bit.
You have to bring
at least a little bit of that if you're going to be this game at all.
I think okay, here's what we should do. So all the cards you should keep at the end of, like, whenever you should throw any of these cards away, but what ends up happening, let's say that, I don't know how exactly the first game would start, but let's say you're playing this multiple times, everyone should dance to the same sort of prompt. They'll just pick a card at random that's already been used, they'll look at one of the answers and be like, we're all gonna dance to Flan here, and then you do the catwalk thing down, and then everyone judges, like, who did the best Flan dance based on what they had done from the other cards. If you're like just getting the game out of the box, I'm not quite sure what you need to do. You just all have to decide on the same thing. But I like the idea of using previous prompts and everyone's trying to do the same kind of dance, you know?
Definitely. Definitely. I like that. And just because you said, like, well, obviously the cards will be in there, and I totally agree. And we've all, I mean, hey, we're Patch Potch. We put our foot on the gas and then jump out of the car and see where it lands. I love the idea of an expansion or something like that, like called like Fires of Love, and this would be an especially spicy pack that when you're done playing with it, you burn the cards.
Ooh.
You destroy it.
Are they made of like spices or something to like get the mood going?
Maybe they have the cards have like, you know, those like phosphorus salts or whatever that make fire burn in different colors. So after sequential rounds, like it starts, you know, I don't know, it does like a yellow, and then it goes a orange, and then it goes red hot, and then it goes blue, because I guess if you didn't know.
Super hot.
Yeah, I think that's accurate. More science stuff from Nick. I think blue.
No, that's right. Flames? That's why when you turn on the oven, it's like a blue flame closer to the actual ignition of it.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that.
Duh.
I don't think there needs to be any other rules in terms of who goes first. I think it's just the dance.
Yeah. Plus, you know, I mean, like, again, as much as it is competitive, obviously, you're trying to find your match.
Gotta get those feathers.
Bond. Yeah, you're trying to get those feathers. You know, it could be all for the fun of it, and maybe someone goes up there, maybe it's their first time, they're a little shy or something like that, but if everyone is very encouraging, very supportive and stuff like that, they could be like, you know what, like, you really put yourself out there, you go first.
Yeah, yeah.
The dancers, or whoever's turn it is to strut their stuff, so to speak. It's about their interpretation as well as the group's interpretation of, you know, quote-unquote, who did it best.
I will say, I think, you know, that's just our suggestion in terms of who goes first. If the group would also like to decide on, like, another sort of kind of challenge in terms of who goes first, you know, they're more than welcome to do that. It's
definitely.
Just like it should. We just want to make it clear that it is a group decision.
Yeah.
To initiate the challenge, we just have that one to loosen up the most. But if you want to do something else, then like some other sort of artistic fashion or group setting, like by all means, go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
But make sure you confirm with the group first.
There we go. Hey, because you know what? Consent matters.
It does, big time.
Yeah, I think that's about it.
This is a great game. I can't wait to throw this out there and see how many people fall in love with each other.
Yeah, I was about to say, can't wait to see the next New York Times article comes out. It says, move over, Tinder. Birds of Sheradice is coming through.
Yeah. Post your engagement photos at Patchpotch R&D on Twitter.
We're a Birds of Sheradice couple.
Yeah. Hashtag birds of Sheradice.
Hashtag birds of Sheradice. Feathers for life.
It's a long hashtag.
Yeah. So thank you all for listening. I just wanted to say again that we really appreciate everyone who listens in and supports us, or, you know, just even takes a little bit of time out of their busy, busy lives to listen to us. Because you got all kinds of choices, but you chose to be here. And we thank you for that.
Absolutely.
For board game suggestions, I feel like we should mention that we do take board game prompts and suggestions, whether it's, you know, a theme or title or even just, I mean, heck, you can even just send a picture. We'll we'll make we'll it into a game. It out. Yeah. Yeah. Give us a challenge. We're ready for it.
Honestly.
You can send those over at PatchPotchRND on Twitter. That's RND. And for any professional inquiries, we are at patchpotchllc@gmail.com. To spell that out, that is PATCHPOTCH.
Yeah. No, that's... Oh, is it my turn? Is it... Do I...
I guess.
Okay. I literally don't have anything else. You covered it all pretty good. The sign-off here, I'll just say... Are you ready for the sign-off?
I'm ready. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay. If you don't give your heart wings, you'll never, 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 never fly. That's it.